Huge day, of course, in Washington. And live from Washington, D.C., the vice chair of the California Republican Party, Harmeet Dillon, is on the KSRO live line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's it going there? Anything special happening today?
You know, all the people are filing in to find their seats here in the other, near the front, right in front of the Capitol, where I am sitting with other members of the Republican National Committee. I'm actually currently the RNC member from California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, very positive, very festive, people from all over the country talking to each other, taking pictures with our members of the armed services who are helping usher people to their seats here. A little bit wet, people are wearing ponchos, just a very positive atmosphere here.
And what kind of crowds are we talking about for this morning's festivities?
Well, I'm, sitting near the front, but people were lined up to get into the standing areas at 5 a.m. this morning. So I think by the time we start the ceremony in another couple of hours, it's going to be absolutely packed in all the standing areas on the Capitol Mall. And, you know, I didn't see any protesters near the route. So far it's all very positive, and I think it's going to be a full crowd here.
Well, as vice chair of the California Republican Party, are you planning to go to any of the inaugural balls or festivities tonight?
Yeah, so I am no longer the vice chairman. I'm the Republican National Committee woman to the RNC. But
okay,
yes,
thanks
my
for
husband
correcting
and I
me on
will,
that.
My husband and I will be attending the Freedom Ball, which is one of the two official balls.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. What's the most interesting thing that you're looking forward to in a Donald Trump presidency?
You know, I am really, as a Republican, just interested in seeing him honor his campaign promises, which are to, repeal and replace Obamacare, enforce our borders, protect our country at home and abroad, lessen regulations on businesses and individual taxpayers, lower the tax rates a little, and get our economy growing again and keep jobs here in America. So if he does a few of those things in the first 100 days or starts them, I'll be an extremely happy citizen.
And so what's sort of the feeling there you've gotten? Have you been there a couple of days? What's it like the city about right now?
Well, you know, again, I've got a little bit of a biased perspective because I'm a member of the Republican National Committee. So certainly all of us 168 members are, you know, from all over the country. We've been talking about the campaign victories in our home states and how we got here. We elected a new chair and co-chair of the RNC yesterday. That was a big step after 6 years of Ron Jesus' leadership. And around town, talking to taxi drivers, Uber drivers, people in shops, I would say people are very polite. People are positive. Some of the people who voted for Obama told me they have voted for Donald Trump. They're looking for some economic hope and change here. And so, you know, when I'm in San Francisco, I get a lot more negative pushback when you talk about the new administration. And
right.
I stay here in Washington, people are very open and positive to it.
Well, Ms. Dillon, what is it like to get through security to the position where you are right now on the Capitol?
So the position where I am is a combination of seats that members of Congress have given to their constituents. I happen to be sitting in Nancy Pelosi's given seats. I'm very grateful that she gave me 4 tickets for my family. And donors. So Presidential Inaugural Committee donors are also sitting in this section. So people in these sections were pre-screened at a private place.
Mm-hmm.
It was like going through airport security. You were wanded down. We have a limitation on the size of bags. You can't have big umbrellas. I'd say it worked very efficiently. There are thousands and thousands of volunteers here, helping to usher people. It's extremely well managed for such a huge event.
And what do you expect the inaugural speech to be like?
Well, we're told it's 20 minutes long. We can see the teleprompters from where we are sitting. We're very close to the front of the Capitol steps. So that's a shorter speech than our president-elect, soon-to-be president, usually gives. He's usually more extemporaneous. I expect he's going to give an uplifting speech that talks to all Americans, not just the ones who voted for him, about hope, about the future, about a positive and optimistic view of America. I think a lot of us conservatives had felt very concerned about the future of our country over the last 8 years, increasingly so. And not just conservatives, a lot of Obama voters voted for Donald Trump. And so I think he's going to talk to them about what he's going to do. And I think even people who didn't vote for him. I see a lot of my friends on Facebook who did not vote for him, who are wishing him well,
yep,
and who are hoping to see positive things from the new president.
Well, thank you. That's Harmeet Dhillon from the Republican National Committee. Thanks for being on the show this morning, and stay as dry as you can. And we look forward to talking to you again after the inauguration takes place.
Of course. Thank you.
That's Harmeet Dhillon on the KSRO Live Line, live from Washington, D.C.